Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. Many parents want their children to be creative, but struggle with the reality that genuine creativity can be messy. In their 1993 book, The Creative Spirit, Daniel Goleman, Paul Kaufman, and Michael Ray list 7 things parents do that are creativity killers. I've talked about these things over the years, but I hadn't connected them to creativity. First is surveillance, constantly looking over a child's shoulder to see what he's doing. I don't know anyone who enjoys being checked up on constantly. It's usually better to let children work on their own unless they've actually asked for your help and follow up afterwards. Next is evaluation. What usually matters most in creativity is the process, not the product. But in the interest of making sure kids succeed, parents may constantly evaluate how they're doing. If all that matters is the end result, children may avoid trying new things and miss discovering new joys. Here's a familiar face, rewards. Plenty of research demonstrates that rewarding children for their accomplishments stifles initiative, risk-taking, and yes, creativity. Children will do whatever earns the promised reward. Creativity and inspiration may go right out the window. Competition can be a creativity killer, too. Like rewards, competition sends the message that what matters is winning, not learning and enjoyment along the way. Yes, competition is part of life. But stressing competition, for grades or sports or prizes in art and music, may actually quench creativity rather than encouraging it. Over-control, constantly telling a child how to do things, stifles creativity too. My 3-year-old son once brought home a picture he'd colored at his preschool. He'd used every color in the box. His picture was a joyous explosion of colors and shapes. It also featured a frowny face at the top with the comment, "Please stay inside the lines." Really? My son and I spent the evening making messy, colorful paintings, and I had a quiet chat with his teacher the next day. What matters most for 3-year-olds? Creativity and the joy of experimenting with color, or neatness? Restricting a child's choices also limits creativity. Yes, most children will not grow up to be movie stars or professional athletes, but why discourage dreams? The reality of earning a living will sink in soon enough. Encourage your children to dream and to experiment with ideas. Last but not least on this rather sobering list is pressure. As Goleman et al. Put it, establishing grandiose expectations for a child's performance often ends up instilling aversion for a subject or an activity. Exploration and innovation are messy and time-consuming for busy parents, but we need creativity to solve the problems we face. It's a mess well worth making. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.